following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing fine, bud, and you know, we are rocking and rolling now here in TD. We got the hot weather, right? And we're into May, and earnings, and baseball, and football draft is over, and a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and we're, what, a couple weeks away from Memorial Day?
We are. You're right. Memorial Day is, what's it like, the 26th, 7th, 8th or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yep. So we're not, we're a couple of weeks away from there, and that's the unofficial kickoff to summertime. Looking forward to that for sure. And, but the, you know, the markets here, Mike, are, you know, bouncing around a little towards the negative right now. Nothing drastic, but pulling and a downward trend right now.
I agree. It's, you know, kind of, you know, really not doing a whole lot, but more negative than positive over the, you know, the last week or two or so. And, you know, kind of feeling like, again, we're kind of getting a little bound here in a trading range, you know, as far as that goes. So, yeah, not a lot going on with the market besides just, you know, I'd say like a little negative tone to it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's I'll openly admit that I'm kind of surprised by the lack of activity that's going on, because the earnings reports have been coming in, and they've been coming in pretty good. So, you know, I would have thought that we would have seen some more, you know, movement here. But something tells me that interest rate speculation may be holding this back right now.
Yeah, I did hear, you know, it's interesting that you say that. I did hear somebody speaking about that during the week. They kind of said that right now you're going into a, you know, push-pull period where earnings are good, which should be real good for the market, but then the interest rates going up, you know, is a, you know, down on the market. So you're kind of getting into this standoff, if you will, and it's, you know, slightly negative and nothing's really, you know, acting the way like it should.
We had a great jobs number again this week. I mean, yeah, you know, the jobs are, you know, coming out very, very strong, continuing on. And, you know, what's funny is that, you know, you're talking about, you know, you hear people say this or you hear people say that. I was watching one of the financial channels during the week, and they had a guy on there, and they said, hey, you know, you said 6 months ago that jobs were going to slow down, and they've been nothing but, you know, continue on in strong, strong fashion. And his response was, oh, listen, I can promise you they're going to slow down. I just don't know when. Like, you know, like, yeah. What good does that statement do to anybody? He's right.
Yeah. Oh,
he's right.
Yeah. I mean, most of those things you hear are generally, you know, who knows. But, you know, interesting enough here, Doug, is that, again, you know, not a lot really to talk about here, not a lot really to beat into the ground about, you know, what's going on with the markets. You know, everybody's kind of focused, like you said, on these interest rates rising. This is, you know, we talked about that. I believe we talked about this last week. First time you're actually starting to see some rates kick up even at the banks a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Still historically low, of course, and we covered that too. But for the first time, you're starting to feel, well, rates are, you know, I think we start getting over that 3% talking point, that's when it starts getting interesting again, you know, and you're bouncing around there.
Yeah. And you know something, Mike, it's times like this, and I know that we've spoken about it ad nauseum, is when you really need to pay attention to what's going on to your investments, in my opinion, right? I mean, market is still, look, it peaked out at 26 and change on the Dow, right? And we're, you know, around 24,000 now, maybe a little bit below it. So it's come down a little bit off of its all-time high. But it's still at, you know, high levels where people need to, you know, address their situation and look at it and say to themselves, well, how are my investments doing relative to my overall strategy? And do I have more risk now in my portfolio than I really should have because of the, you know, good performance that the markets have had?
Yeah, that's a great point, Doug, because really the markets were up, you know, last year constantly. And you end the year end and, you know, you kind of get your statement. And I guess if you take a look at the beginning of the year to now, right, not a whole lot going on. And you know, if you start lulling yourself into this thought process of, oh, my investments aren't doing anything, my investments aren't, you know, like a negative tone. Well, to a lot of points should be made is that they were at an all-time high maybe at the end of the year. So just because they're flat for 3, 4, 5 months, whatever it may be, or slightly down, doesn't mean you should be ignoring it now or getting into a negative tone about how much money you have and how it's invested, et cetera, so on. I think that's a mistake.
I don't necessarily think that, Mike, that people are getting to a negative tone. I just think they're becoming complacent. All right? That's what I think is happening. And I don't ever like to see people become complacent with their money at any point in time, regardless of market performance. And it's at these, you can get people, we can get telephone calls and meet people that want to have conversations when the market's roaring, right? Right. It happens all the time. Everybody wants to talk about the market when it's roaring. People also want to talk about the market and investments when it's getting beaten up. The problem is that when you're in these ranges that we're in right now, that it kind of, it's not the flavor of the month right now. It's not the headline of the news right now. And you know, so they kind of, you know, stop really paying attention and saying to themselves, whatever, you know, I'm going to pay attention to something else right now. And that can be very problematic.
Yeah, it's, you know, it actually gets a little boring, I think, right? There's really not a lot to talk about. And you're right, and that could be problematic. But how do you snap yourself out of that? I'll give you I'm kind of asking a question that I was going to answer.
Right.
So I don't mean to cut you off. But really, when you think about it, look at your stuff and say, what do I own? Why do I own it, right? What's my risk? How does it match to my risk tolerance? And how does it fit my lifestyle?
Yeah.
And that'll get you focused real quick.
Well, you know what, Mike? In the next segment, we're going to talk about retirement lifestyles and, you know, and that kind of stuff, you know, a little bit. And so to your point is, if I'd like people to ask themselves that question prior to looking at the statement, I think that's the test. What do I own and why do I own it? Right? Write the answer down to that. Then open up your statements and take a look. And because I want you to know to a certain degree of what you own and why you own it. I don't want you to look at the statement to remind you of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Doug, again, it's, you know, what do I own? Why do I own it? What is it doing? What are my investments? Sometimes, Doug, this question may apply. What are my investments doing for me, you know, as far as my lifestyle goes? Okay. Are you getting some sort of an income stream off of them? And no matter what the markets are doing, it's fueling my lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that may be adequate in itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody's different. And that's why you have to ask yourself these questions. And there's not one canned answer. And we can't give you the answer. But the answer, you know, kind of resides inside of you. And that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
That'll help you get you focused a little bit, I think.
It will. And wake you up a little bit. Now, you know, we're in May right now. And I think that May, June are opportunity times, if you ask me, when it comes to designing financial strategies for yourself. Because the distractions tend to be at a minimum here over this time, right? We've got Mother's Day coming up, and then we'll have Memorial Day. And then, you know, you're going to have Father's Day in June. And then at the end of June, you're going to start to have your graduations. Okay. So there's not a ton of stuff going on. And then you got July and August where it's vacation time, and we get it. And for some reason, 2 weeks before people's vacation, they don't want to know about anything. They don't want to know anything when they're on their 2 week vacation. And then they don't want to know anything for the 2 weeks after, because they tell you, let me get my legs back under me after vacation. Yeah. So to take 6 weeks out of the equation, it's just what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really true. You know, we've heard it, you know, we've seen it, and that's what happens.
Yeah, it's not logical.
No.
But it is, you know, it is what happens. And, you know, if we can shake you up a little bit here and get you to think about your money and, you know, put yourself on the right track. I mean, before you know it, 2018 is going to be halfway over. You know, it's only around a corner. It's less than 8 weeks away from being half the way over. And, you know, there has been a lot of dynamic action gone out there in the economic world. There has been, because January started off, you know, one way. February went in another way. And now, since then, we've kind of been like bopping along. But January was pretty dynamic, and so was February. January dynamic on an upside, February dynamic on a downside, and kind of like sideways bopping along here. So there has been activity and, you know, some dynamic stuff going on.
You're right, Doug. And, you know, it's always good to, Doug, and we talk about this from time to time show, you know, no matter what's going on in the market, what can you do to improve your situation? And to me, even improving your situation is just hitting that little checklist, if you will, like we were just talking about, and taking a look at things and making sure that everything's good. You know what I'm saying? Kind of double checking your work, if you will. You know, so there's always something that whenever something's going on that you can do that can become a positive for you possibly down the road.
And if no changes are needed, no changes are needed.
Right.
That's fine.
Right.
That happens. Certainly happens. I mean, you know, you heard me talk about it a few weeks back. I went and met with a wonderfully nice woman and sat down with her in her home and her dining room table. And we reviewed everything. And Mike, she was in great shape. And you know what I told her? You are in great shape. There's nothing that you need for me to do here. Keep doing what you're doing right now.
You know, Doug, it's not to be corny about it, but it's almost like going for your medical physical, right? It's always good, right? I went to the doctor, say, May, clean bill of health, blood work, did everything, you know, stress test, everything's good.
Right.
You kind of mark it on the calendar. As of this date, I was in good shape. Same thing with your financial world.
Right.
If you go through that and go through the things and everything's good and everything's where it should be and I'm invested in what I should be doing and it's, you know, fueling my lifestyle, if you will, check. Okay. As of May of 18, everything was A1.
Yeah. So, folks, I guess what Mike and I are trying to tell you here is that be a little bit more focused right now going into, you know, May, June timeframe here. And, you know, pay attention to what's going on because, you know, summertime's going to come up. And you're going to have a million great reasons why you shouldn't, which is fine, right? And then, you know, we're back into the swing of things in September. But next thing you know, the year's going to be over, you know? And I'm not rushing it along. I'm just telling you what's going to happen, you know, coming down the line. And it's because it's how it happens every year.
Do I got time to talk something that we haven't talked about yet?
Sure.
Okay. You know, I was wondering.
Nope.
You listen to the news, and there's so much news out there about everything. Political
news.
A lot of political news.
A lot of
political news and even economic news and trade tariffs and sanctions and you know.
And news about the news.
Yeah, the Russian investigation, you name it, it's all out there. There's a chock full of news that pertains possibly to the financial world. I wonder if you took a survey or if you went up to people and just blindly asked them, do you know about who this is? Or do you know, what do you know about this? I wonder what the percentages are, because I spoke to a client this week and also a good friend, and I mentioned one of the names, and he's like,
Who's that?
Right. And it's blasted on. I'm not going to go into what the story is or what is on the news. It's irrelevant, but it's blasted on the news every night. And he's like, who's that?
Right.
And so I'm just wondering, Doug, if it's, you know, when we talk about bumping along and kind of going sideways and the push pull between good, profits versus interest rates versus tariffs and everything else. I wonder how much it really affects the person that's listening to the show right now.
Less than we think it does.
Oh, I agree.
Way less.
Yeah.
I think we give it because our career, our job, what we do, it requires us to focus on current events and what's happening out there. Most people's jobs or careers do not, so that they can get by without paying attention to it. And we probably pay too much attention to it.
That's what I'm sitting here thinking.
Yeah. All right. Let's hop to our first break. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're spending some of your time here with us today. And Michael, what I want to talk about here in the second segment is I want to talk about retirement lifestyles a little bit, and I want to talk about, you know, getting people to think about retirement a little differently in the aspect of what you and I like to refer to as reverse engineering your retirement. And I want to give them the opportunity to get a great piece that we have here to give away to them, put out by our friends at J.P. Morgan. So if you had to, and this is, I'm catching you off guard here, I know this. If you had to say, like, categorize retirement lifestyles, you had to make up a lifestyle, that a category that people would fall into. Make one up.
In what way?
A lifestyle. You look at the, you look at people, and this is the lifestyle that they live in retirement, and it could apply to a group of people.
Right. Well, what I see, I can do that. Is obviously retired, not working. Right. That's the first.
Right.
Thing.
But what kind of lifestyle are they living?
Well, the lifestyle they're living is pretty much their day to day, going about their chores, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Interacting with grandchildren, right? A lot of times we hear, oh, I'm watching the grandchildren, or my son, daughter drops, the granddaughter, grandson mm-hmm. off 1 or 2 days a week. We're helping out doing that. And I'm going to say they travel. And when I say travel,
well, you, okay.
I don't mean like, you know, they're in Europe for 2 months at a time, but do participate in a nice vacation, whether it's once a year or that type of thing. That's pretty standard, I would think. I mean,
I'm not looking for standard.
I'm saying pretty much what I see.
Right. So basically, in what you're there, if I had to categorize the people you were talking about there,
yeah,
I would just say going along a normal life with just not going to work anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Taking, kind of pulling work out of the equation and just going about their, right, however their days go by, whether it be the chores, the grandchildren, or, mm-hmm, or, you know, doing things together.
Then I think that another category of people that we see are people that become very active traveling. I'll call this the traveler group. Mm-hmm. Because we see people like this in our client base where they'll go on 3 or 4 vacations during a year.
Correct.
Right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So you've got the group of people who are just continuing on in life, just don't go to work anymore, keep themselves busy during the day, right? Then you got the traveler group that I'm going to put in. And then I think you have the what I'm going to call the really active group, the people who look for things to do, okay? It may mean travel. It may mean sports. It may mean, you know, being active in a club, you know, something of that nature. The people who necessarily didn't do these things while they were working, and now they want to do those kinds of active things.
And I don't know if we want to add these people to this group or maybe start another one, but there's also the retirees that still work to a certain degree.
There we go.
Okay, because that's become very popular because yep. a lot of people want to retire. As long as they don't have to do that job that they did for the last 30, 35 years, they had enough of it. They're right. tired of the grind, but they're not wanting to go sit home and be on a, you know, a couch potato, if right. you will. They are happy to say, oh, I do a little this. I picked up a part-time over here. My buddy gave me a job doing this. That person that's kind of blending all the other stuff, traveling, chores, and still working.
The working retiree?
Yeah, but that's immensely popular.
No doubt. So the point why I wanted to do this little kind of, I think it was kind of fun to sit here and do it and take a couple of minutes and just like catch you off guard and just have you throw it out, because I really didn't want a lot of thought put to it, right? I wanted to come off the top of our head, because when it comes off the top of the head, it's what we see most often.
Sure.
Right? So those are kind of like the categories. Now, the reason I wanted to go over those different categories is to let the listener out there know who's wondering what they're going to do in retirement and wondering, oh, is what I want to do normal, right? Is that there is not necessarily any normal. Retirement needs to be what you want it to be. And we think that it's really, really important for you to think about that in advance of retirement, so that we could design it and set it up so that that lifestyle is what you attain.
Retirement's definitely make your own pizza.
Right.
Okay, how you like it. And the other thing, too, is the big thing I see about all those categories we talked about, people just want to let go of the grind.
Yes.
Okay?
And, yep.
And whatever that grind is to you, which I mean that in every day, the work pressure, the boss, whatever, getting thing, meeting timelines, they want to get that grind. And then they kind of find themselves in everything that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
And you know what is most typical, Mike, is that at some point in time, most people end up in that first category that we spoke about. Retirement for a lot of people is a sugar rush, right?
Yep.
We'll see a lot of people that will vacation for 2 or 3 years. You know, I'm going here for 2 weeks. I'm going there for 3 weeks. You know, and they'll get that out of the way, and then, well, all right, so we've done all that. Now what? Now we're just kind of like, you know, in our daily routine kind of thing. So it's not all that uncommon that everybody ends up there, but the sugar rush at the very, very beginning is extremely common. And you know what that also has a tendency to translate into? Spending more money at the beginning of retirement than you do once you've been already retired for a period of time.
Yeah, because people don't understand what retirement is. And they don't know what to define what they should be doing. And some people think, like, I'm retired. I should be doing this, 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 that, and traveling, going all over the place. And it does create sometimes some excessive spending in the beginning. And like you said, you called it a sugar rush. Well said. And that does happen. And then they kind of, like you said, after a couple years, kind of settle in and find out where they want to be and what this means to them and what brings the joy to them. Doug, if I could tell you on a personal point, and I know you're going to agree with me, is our clients, when they do retire, it is a joy for us to hear any and all of the above.
Oh, yeah.
It's either I'm just happy not to be in that grind anymore and be in that car and going to work, to I'm on that cool cruise, to I'm watching the grandchildren, to whatever. It really, to us, we always feel like it's a job well done.
No doubt about it. And Mike, the other thing is now that it's really important to think this stuff through, because the reality is we're all living a lot longer than we used to live now, right? So retirement lasts a longer period of time. So when you're envisioning these things in your head, not only are you envisioning it, but you need to prepare financially for this stuff too. Now, one of the neat things about our job and our career is that we get to do homework on this stuff, and we use pieces that we like to share with people. We've got a piece that's put out by J.P. Morgan called Guide to Retirement. It's the 2018 version. We gave them out last year, 2017. We're giving them out now this year. It's the 2018 version. This thing is fantastic. It is a little bit larger than our typical giveaways, but it really has a ton of very valuable information in it there for people, which deals with life expectancies and different investment ideas and strategies and different income ideas and strategies and all that kind of stuff. But the people that we've given this out to in the past have said to us that they find this piece to be extremely valuable for knowledge purposes. And we want to give that out to you now because we have copies of those, and you know we now have them in the office, and you can call any time for them. And you've got to pick up the number and give a buzz. And it's 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to get a guide to retirement. Now, Mike, I know you've got it in front of you. I don't have it in front of me. You have it in front of you. Why don't you just open up to the table of contents there, and why don't you let them know what the major chapter or whatever categories are that are on there?
Well, you know, first off, Doug, it's called the Guide to Retirement, and on the front it also says Retirement Insights,
right,
which I think is really says it all. And it talks about the retirement landscape, right? You know, and there's things in there such as life expectancy, older Americans in the workforce, some of the things we've already talked on.
Right.
Another category is saving, right? Retirement saving checkpoints, annual savings needed if starting today, trying to get to retirement.
Uh-huh.
There's another category called spending, which we all like to do, right? It talks about changes in spending, tax changes, et cetera, so on. Another category called investing. It's goals-based, structuring a portfolio. So they touch on, you know, how do I invest, you know, for the retirement. And, you know, that's really the bulk of it.
Yeah.
And so it kind of takes you through the entire retirement landscape and touches on the various categories, right? The saving, the spending, how do I invest, the lifestyle, the whole thing. And it's a great piece. And again, on the cover, it's, you know, Retirement Insights, and it certainly provides that when you look at this.
You know, Mike, one of the things is that, you know, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that we give stuff away to you guys. And typically, we try to keep the things that we give away to you to be short. Okay, so that you can get them, read them, bite-sized pieces, little snapshots, nuggets, if you will. This is a little bit more in-depth, so it's a really good piece. But what it does is that it really kind of encapsulates all the other little pieces that we try to give away during, you know, our other shows, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a one-thing summary, if you will.
Yeah, but you know, Doug, you're right. It is a bigger piece, but it's an easy read. And I think
correct.
And I think it's, you know, it's not boring. It touches on the points that, you know, everything I just mentioned, who doesn't think about that when they talk about their retirement?
Yeah.
You know, so I think it kind of captures you.
Yeah, it really, really does. So, folks, if you'd like to have a copy of that, we'd love to send it out to you. You just got to pick the phone up at any time you want to, 855-262-3722, and say, hey, guys, can you send me out the complimentary copy of the Guide to the Retirement? You know, with no cost or obligation, we'd be happy to send that out to you so that you can read it. Now, Mike, what I started talking about earlier was that, you know, we don't know how long retirement's going to last, right? So I got to tell the story, right? You know, this week I went, you know who I went to see, right? You laugh, right? You laugh. What are you laughing for?
I knew it was going to be said.
Right? Because you knew I was going to bring it up, right? How can I not bring it up? I have a client who's 104 years old. I went to his house, we reviewed, and then you know what we were talking about? Planning his 105th birthday party, which is going to be in October. This guy is up, about, around, you know, still playing bocce ball, you know, a couple of holes of golf here and there. He's active, and here's the point. He's 104. He's going to be 105. By the way, unless something crazy happens, he's making it to 105.
Right.
There's no questions asked here. So my point is this. We don't know how long, right? Yes, he's not the norm, all right? But the point is imagine had he not prepared himself during his lifetime financially for retirement and at 104 years old was living an impoverished lifestyle.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, and the point there is, I know like you're saying, it's a great story. It is extreme, you know, on the bell-shaped curve. He's way out there. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
But truth be told, folks, we all know, undoubtedly, we're all living a lot longer. You have to plan. Doug, you always like to say that you believe, you know, retirement at a standard 65, let's call it, it's a 25 to 30 year proposition at the very least.
No doubt.
Okay. And you know, I think, Doug, that, and that's why we were talking earlier, people being more active, healthier. We talked about the retired workforce is working, you know, working a lot more in retirement and doing things, and they want to get away from the grind. So this is the whole landscape of retirement, if you will, Doug. You know, and this is some of the things, folks, that we know people ask about. We know people, you know, want to sit down and discuss. And, you know, getting back to the piece, we think it's a great piece to capture. That's why we're, you know, again, trying to get the education out to you.
Right. And, Mike, I think that reverse engineering your retirement is something that so few people actually do. And what I'm referring to when I say reverse engineering your retirement, folks, is that first we want to find out from you, what do you want to do in retirement time? What do you want your retirement to look like? Too many people don't take that time to say, this is what I really want my retirement to look like. What do I need to do that? What they do is the opposite. It's like, all right, I don't feel like working anymore. This is how much money I have. What can I do? And we don't want you to do it that way.
No, not at all. That's not the way to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, it can be, you can be a lot more productive. So I want to remind you that we'd love to send you out the J.P. Morgan piece, Guide to Retirement, the 2018 version. It really is a fantastic piece. Let's get that out. There's no cost or obligation to you. You know, no strings attached or anything. We drop all kinds. There is constantly stuff going out of this office, giveaways, you know, with no cost or obligation in the mail, boom. And, you know, you get it in the mail, you sit there and you read it and you do what you want to do with it. So pick the phone up and give a buzz at any time, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You know, just let us know you'd have like to have a copy of that or anything else that we've spoken about in the past, and we'll send it out there to you. Anything you want to add in this segment?
I think we're good.
All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hope you're enjoying the show here, and I hope you enjoyed that last segment that that we just did, and that you do take advantage of, you know, calling in for the J.P. Morgan Guide to Retirement piece, and you can call in at any time. It doesn't have to be during the show here, and there's no cost or obligation to that. And the number for that is 855-262-3722. In case you missed it in the last segment, Mike. Now it's off to the part of the show that I really enjoy a lot, and that's the "What have you been up to lately?" Show. You know, part of the show. What have you been talking to people about? So, why don't you kick it off?
Okay, yeah, you know, Doug, I will kick it off. And you know, it's interesting this week. You know, we always talk about the different phases of your financial life. You know,
mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, but to say it to the people, recently we had a few clients pass away.
Yeah, it's very weird, right?
You know, and you know, unfortunately, right? And then
yeah.
Sometimes we'll go on a very long run and, you know, knock wood, nothing happens to anybody. But what's really interesting is you know, in a few different families that I'm working with, is talking with their children of the people that, you know, the person that passed away, and
mm-hmm.
and just hearing them, you know, kind of like their vision of what's going on, and talking with them and communicating with them and just talking about different things of the transition of the money, the taxation, you know, if any,
mm-hmm.
how does it pertain to them, integrating it into their plan if they have one. Some people don't have one. What they're thinking, you know, that type of thing. And I just find it interesting because it kind of brings like a new perspective to that client for us, right? Because we're used to, we work with the parents or the parent or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
And you know, in a lot of ways, the newfound wealth really does leave people stumped. And what I find is they're looking for guidance. You know, they want the guidance. They want, you know, they kind of have an idea of what they want to do, but they want the roadmap of how to do it. And I think that's really, really important. And, you know, I just want to point out to the listeners out there, I think that's so important that transition. Although we're never ready for it, right? And we certainly don't want it. But I think to have that conversation with your children and have them prepared for that day is really, really important to me.
Well, I was waiting for you to finish before I chimed in here a little bit. And, you know, it's you know, one of the things that I've seen lately that I find bothersome, and I know that you do as well, Mike, is when the children have no clue what the parents have. That's I don't really think, folks, that that's the best way to go about doing it, because in many aspects, with them not knowing, like, they're very overwhelmed. They don't know what to do, you know, with the funds. I understand in some instances why people don't do it, right? Maybe they have a child that's not financially responsible. And I want to let you guys know something. Don't think if you've got the financially irresponsible child, you're unique, because it is extremely common in a family when we meet with people that at least one of the children is financially irresponsible. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. And that's almost the reason why I bring up the subject is, Doug, is that talking to the beneficiaries, you know, and just hearing each child's individual story, it's an individual story in itself.
Right.
You know, and you know, who's not responsive, who's very responsive,
mm-hmm.
who has different designs, you know. So it's really a unique piece of work for us to see.
Mm-hmm.
But it just makes me reflect on everything. Like you said, it's good to have your children prepared. And I know there's a lot of people out there listening right now that are saying, you know, the husband or the wife, they're nudging each other saying, we need to do this.
Right.
We need to do this. But like you said, though, Doug, there's an awkwardness to it. You don't want to. Most people do not want to disclose to the children, well, I have, you know, $2 million, or
yeah.
I have $600,000. They just don't want to have that conversation at this point in time.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things is that it's not been uncommon for us to facilitate these, you know, these meetings with our clients or, you know, what's important to them and to go over, you know, what they really want to do, you know, with their funds and make sure. So one of the things that, you know, is beneficial that we've done is when we have facilitated these meetings, we've sat down and said without and actually without disclosing dollar amounts. That's we've been successful in doing that. And, you know, it's saying, you know, OK, want to let you know that, you know, mom and dad wanted to have this meeting here, a family meeting, because they know at some point in time they're not going to be here anymore. They wanted you to meet us and, you know, let you know that, you know, they've got a couple of different accounts here and they've got their house. And, you know, these are the things they have. And we've done that without releasing dollar amounts to the children. And it's been very, very successful.
Right. And there's also, Doug, that. Comfort, and when you introduce us to your children, it takes away that awkwardness.
Right.
Someday when you're not here, because although, you know, in the cases I'm working on, I've heard, I know, you know, mom and dad worked with you for a very long time, or you know, they said this or they said that, which is all great. There's still that awkwardness, and I think when it comes to money, you know, you got to get over that, right? I mean, you want to work with somebody that you know, you trust, mm-hmm. reliable, all those important buzzwords, right? I can go on for 10 minutes here, what you're looking for in an advisor. And I think when you have the family meeting and it's all done beforehand, while you can control it versus post-death when you can't control it, I think it makes things a lot easier and takes the awkwardness out of it.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, another thing that recently we've been having conversation with people about, which is one of my favorite things, you know, that happens is that people know where their kids are going to college now in September. Right. So they know what their tuition liability is going to be or responsibility is going to be. So we've been having plenty of conversations with clients who have been, you know, putting money away into it, you know, a tuition savings program for, you know, for years and years and years. And now we're, you know, talking to them about sending the money out.
You know, it's great, Doug. I just was talking to a client the other day who's also, again, a very good friend of mine personally. And we talked about everything. And then at the end, I said, don't forget when you need the college money because his son's going to college.
Yep.
Don't put a dime out. Call me. You know, we got the 529 money ready to go. So I'm like, and he's like, oh, yeah, there's something going on in the summer that he's going to need it for. I said, okay. I said, you know, well, just remember, call me because that's what you did it for. And it's really cool. You know, it's just so, again, it's almost like job well done.
Yeah. Well, let's no doubt about it. And I'll openly say I get a very high level of personal satisfaction out of it when I know and I say, wow, these people followed our strategy and they saved money. And, you know, now that they don't have to take, you know, larger loans than are necessary or anything of that nature. And, you know, they actually have some money saved up because they listened to what we told them to do. And it really is, it brings a lot of self-satisfaction in.
And you know, it's great about a lot of the college plans too. Often they're started by the clients or the grandparents, but they start when the child's born.
Yeah.
So over that 18-year window.
Yeah.
And it goes by in a snap, right?
You know,
yep. It feels like, where did it go? It's just so great to see what could be accomplished,
mm-hmm.
and now the fruits of it are coming home, you know?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of that going on. And then, Mike, in the last week, again, there's been a whole host of new people who have called into the office that I had conversations that are either this year or next year want to pull the plug on retirement. Mm-hmm. And now they want to, you know, sit down and maybe reverse engineer their retirement and get a strategy in place for themselves and... it is so much fun.
You know, Doug, it's great that you said it because every year, right? I mean, when the year starts or whatever, during the year, there's always X amount of people that we know he or she's going to be retiring.
In our existing client base.
Yeah. You know, retiring at the end of the year or what have you. But this year just feels like the total's more than usual. And I wonder if it's two things. One is, well, we all kind of know age, right? The baby boomers, the age, and, you know, like that. So I guess there's going to be more every year. But also, I wonder in any way if it was a function of the markets.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nope. No, we give the markets a lot more credit.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, they look at their 401k, they look at their investments. I'm going to go. I got plenty. I'm going to do that. You know, so, but for whatever reason, don't ask me why, there's more people have that retirement date circled on the calendar than we usually have by now.
And what I was referring to at the beginning is new people. Yeah. Not our existing, like, we know our existing clients. Okay, you know,
right.
You know, Joe Schmo is going to retire, yeah, you know, in, you know, 2019, and we, you know, we've got that strategy all set up, you know, for them. But
right.
I'm talking about new people coming in and saying, I want to go, and either they have some investments, but they don't have a strategy in place, and that's right. What they're, you know, turning to us to say, do these investments that I have right now make sense for, you know, their strategy for what I'm looking to accomplish? Is there anything else I need to do? Should I not be doing something that I'm currently doing? You know, of that nature. And it just seems like we've been having a lot more conversations like that, you know, this year.
And I'll just encourage the new people, Doug, the quicker you have that conversation before retirement, or the sooner, I should say, the easier it is for you.
Yeah.
The better it is.
Sure.
Don't pull the, I'm going out December 31st and it's December 1st. I need to have this all figured out. I mean, you can, but you get what I'm saying. You know, give yourself ample time to kind of put your ducks in a row. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. And what I want to emphasize is to dovetail what you're saying is that, yes, the more time that you give, you know, the better the chances. But if you haven't and you are going out, you know, that doesn't mean, oh, well, I can't put a strategy in place.
No, you have to then, right? I mean, you have no choice, but we're just saying, you know, the sooner, the earlier, the better for you. That always makes more sense.
Yeah, really, really does. And then before we go, you know, the last thing that I spoke to somebody about, you know, this week was a client called me up and wanted to discuss the differences between, for them, about leasing a car, you know, and purchasing a car. And ultimately, you know, that's their decision. But what I helped is I just helped do some calculations, you know, for them. And Mike, I love doing, you know, what's, I think, really unique about our firm is that people do that. They call up and we have those conversations and do those things for them. They don't get a bill from us for that.
No, I know. I know what you're saying. And that's a big question, Doug. Put it into retirement. When people retire, people will always say, what should I do? Should I lease or should I continue to lease?
Right.
Or now that I'm retired, get rid of that payment, should I buy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have X in the bank. And that's always a paper to pen workout and decision that needs to be made.
Yeah, we help them with the facts, but they got to make the ultimate decision, right?
Yep.
All right, let's hop to our next break. We will be right back, folks.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
people need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money.
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
people love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change.
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Thank you. These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, we're like I say, when we come back, we're glad that you are, you know, investing some of your time here and listening to the show. And I feel if you're listening to the show, there's probably something financially on your mind.
Sure.
Right. I mean, for the most part, nobody's hanging in there for an hour long financial show. If you know, you don't have a financial concern or money on your mind or, you know, anything of that nature. And it's important for you to know and more important for you to understand that Mike and I are here to help you. You know, we come on the show each week. We give you our telephone number to reach out to us, and we sincerely mean it. Pick the phone up and give a call.
Yeah, it's a great point, Doug. Give us a call, or, you know, again, you know, if you'd like a complimentary consultation, right, that's also without any obligation. That's always, you know, that's available. Give us a call. And another thing, too, Doug, to say is maybe there's something you want to hear us talk about.
Well,
a topic, yeah, or something, or, you know, whatever. It's, you know, let us know that too.
Yeah, that's really, really important. You know, years back, we did a really good job of letting people know during the show that they could call us or email us with topics that they'd like for us to talk about. We've kind of shied away from that a little bit here. You know, we ought to make sure we get back to that. Or, you know what else is, maybe we just record a little clip that we automatically play each week to remind people to do that, because some of our best shows historically have been off of topics that, you know, our listeners out there have brought to our attention.
Yeah, because, you know, what is, Doug, is a lot of time, although everybody's financial situation is very unique, but a lot of times what's on your mind is on somebody else's mind.
Yeah.
And when you bring it up, you're really speaking for many.
Yeah, really are. You know, there's no doubt about that. So, you know, Mike, we've covered a bunch of stuff here on the show today. And I hope that the listeners out here, that you guys realize that we want to educate you and we want to motivate you. We want to teach you a little bit about something and then hopefully inspire you to take some action in your life. Because from our perch where we sit, you can't imagine the amount of mistakes that we see or the things that could have been done differently or better from people who have just taken no action whatsoever. Because what's very common is that somebody will come to us after somebody passes away, right? I'm just using that for an example. And if we had only met the person that passed away beforehand, maybe we could have structured things a little bit differently to, you know, help them on a tax front, help the beneficiaries on an income front. You know, who knows? You know what I'm saying? And it always makes sense to sit down and review this stuff in advance.
Doug, but that's also for many of the facets of financial, you know, planning, financial strategies, right? Maybe before you retire, maybe this, maybe that, right? It's maybe before you do estate planning, right? Not even somebody dying, the whole estate planning, you know. So that's always the case. And, you know, Doug, we try to bring our experiences, you know, like we have a segment every week. What do you see? What have you been doing? What's going on? We're giving you firsthand, you know, a sample of what goes on in our office and the type of cases and the type of people and the things and the topics we're talking about week in and week out. And we're hoping that you can grab that and apply it to your situation saying, hey, wait a minute. We need to address that.
Yeah. And everybody's, you know, for the most part, I'm going to say people have the large objectives are educate their children, retire comfortably, and pay as little on taxation as possible, right? That seems to be my observation since being in this business since 1991, all right? So I've seen a lot of different things going on in this business here. Those are the dominant, higher-level stuff. Now, how you get to all those things are different. You know, it's like saying, I want to plant a tree, right? You might want to plant a tree. I want to plant a tree, but I want to plant my tree in someplace different than you want to plant yours. I want a different species of tree, so on and so forth, a different objective. You want a tree to provide shade. I want a tree to provide fruit. Who knows, right? But it all falls under the I want to plant a tree category, right?
Yeah, and you know, and when it comes to your financial world, things happen along the way, right? And that's what really makes it interesting. And you know, you have, so you have, like you said, Doug, the couple of topics that you find people what they want to accomplish, but it's not as simple as that. Things do happen along the way.
Sure, and you know, you got to make sure that you're doing the proper things to do that. And again, I congratulate you for, you know, paying attention to and listening to the show on a regular basis here. Because it tells us that you're interested in it, you want to learn. But one of the other things that has always been a mystery to us, Michael, is that what prevents you from taking action? It's always been a big mystery to us. We've always wondered it. You know, we've always said to ourselves, listen, every week, you know, we come out and we tell people on the radio that at any time you want to, you could call us for a conversation or a no obligation, you know, a complimentary consultation with no strings attached. And we do get a fair amount of, you know, people who call us off that stuff. But it just boggles my mind why we don't get a bazillion telephone calls.
Doug, you know what? Through the years, people that we've met, it's been everything from the clock radio went off, the alarm, and you there you were, to I listened to you for X amount of years and never took action and finally did.
Right.
And a story everywhere in between. And you know, I kid you not. I mean, that's really been, and to you and I, we've always tried to figure that out.
Yeah.
What makes people not take action, or what makes a person take action?
And sometimes, you know, what too often is something negative or bad will happen financially to somebody, and then they'll call in and they'll say, oh, well, you know, I've listened to you for years, but, you know, I really had a call on that because of a negative issue that took place. And I don't know, but maybe that negative issue could have been avoided had they called in, you know, sooner.
Yeah, the old help mode. You know,
yeah, absolutely. So that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope you enjoyed the show. We hope we brought you some good value and gave you some things to think about. And always remember, we're here to help you. Our website is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. And the telephone number is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Give a buzz anytime you want to. We'll be back next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.